The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Joining me on the phone today, Wong King Fai, Head of Human Capital at Maybank Singapore. We talk about Maybank's commitment to bolster the financial safety net of employees. King Fai, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Clarissa. Thank you for having me here.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Now, Maybank recently announced its commitment to recruit at least 100 fresh graduates and mid-career candidates under the newly established Maybank Trainership Program. Could you tell us, is this part of your normal annual hiring of fresh grads or a complement to it?
Okay, the traineeship program actually complements our overall hiring plan to build a strong local talent pipeline. We want to make sure that when the economy recovers, and I believe we should go, we have a ready pool of candidates to support the growth of our business. So the trainees can be fresh graduates or are mid-career who are keen to pursue a career in banking. Hence, what we have done is to curate a program where the trainees are actually rotated to different areas within specific career tracks, which we have identified are the future growth areas. This includes areas like wealth management, technology, risk management, compliance, etc. So by providing a structured traineeship program for these fresh graduates and mid-career trainees, we actually give them the opportunity to gain hands-on experience through a combination of classroom training, on-the-job training, hands-on practical work, and projects. We believe this program will be a meaningful way to develop a local talent pool, both for the bank as well as the financial industry.
All right. Now, I can certainly understand the need for fresh graduates who will potentially bring fresh ideas and perspectives. But talk to us about the mid-career candidates you are also looking for. Who would they be? Would they be people from the banking industry, from other parts of the banking industry, or completely unrelated industries who are now looking to switch to banking?
Okay, we welcome all mid-career candidates that may have been displaced or are looking for career change. In fact, we want diversity, so we do not actually require them to have any banking experience, nor even any finance academic background. So you ask, what are we looking for? We are looking for people that has the drive, that's hungry to learn, and with a can-do as attitude. So whatever experience that some of them may have acquired previously, I believe will certainly be helpful, as some skills are relevant across jobs and across industries. And if you talk about the technical skills and domain knowledge, I think that can easily be acquired. On this, I also like to quote a few examples of some of our past hires. We have hired cabin crew, engineers, teachers, and even army regulars. So while they do not have any banking experience, I think what they bring to the table is really the people skills and the experience in managing a tough and difficult situation. So some of them join Maybank as wealth advisors, and they are doing very well. And some of them have actually risen through the ranks to become branch managers or even assume other leadership positions within the organization. So this idea of hiring mid-career candidates without any banking experience is not something new to Maybank. We have been hiring them and enrolling them in what we call this Professional Conversion Program, or PCP for short. That is accredited by the Institute of Banking and Finance, and it's a scheme that provides mid-career professionals the opportunity to reskill and to acquire the necessary knowledge and competencies to take on new or expanded roles in growth areas.
That's actually a really good thing for anyone who is in their mid-career who, as you said, may be displaced or even just looking for something different.
That's right, that's right.
All right, we're speaking with Wong King Fai, Head of Human Capital at Maybank Singapore. You've also implemented two new employee programs to bolster staff's financial safety net amid this current economic uncertainty. Could you tell us first why you did it, and then we can talk about what those programs are?
Okay. So Maybank corporate mission is humanizing financial services. So this guides us in terms of how we manage our company, how we manage our customers, and also our employees. And one corporate value that we hold very dear to is really to take care of our employees in good and bad times. So while we have pledged to retain all jobs, we understand because of the economic impact of COVID-19, some employees' household income, especially our more junior level staff, may have been affected adversely because their household members may have lost their jobs or they may have suffered a pay cut. So therefore, the management decided to look at areas where we can step in to provide some financial support. And that's why we roll out these two employee programs.
All right. Could you tell us what those programs are?
Okay. The first program is to actually give a cash support of $1,000 to all permanent staff with a monthly salary of $4,000 and below.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to provide some level of financial support to our junior staff. The other program is an employee support scheme where we provide a $2,000 cash support to staff whose household income may have been affected because a household member may have lost a job or suffer a loss of income. So both schemes are aimed at helping our staff to tide over their financial difficulties during this period. So all of us know that COVID-19 has been a challenging time for everyone. So earlier part of the year, we actually provided financial assistance to some of our Malaysian colleagues who were caught by the closure of the causeway and could not commute daily to and fro from the home in JB and the workplace and needed to find lodgings in Singapore. In addition, some staff that came back to work during the circuit breaker, we also provided them transport and meal allowances. And for those frontline staff, we also gave them vouchers as a form of recognition as well.
When you talk about the $1,000 for staff members who earn $4,000 or less, or the other scheme that you have, do they have to opt in? Do they have to make an application? Or is it just across the board given to them?
Okay, so the first scheme of $1,000 is just given across the board to all permanent staff with a salary of below $4,000. So the second scheme, which is the employee support scheme, is more targeted, right? Because we actually targeted that staff whose family household income has been affected.
Right.
So they would obviously need to apply for that and provide us some information to assess their needs for it.
All right, okay. And what has the response been? Have you had some members, unfortunately, who would have to take you up on that offer?
That's right. So our staff, in fact, has been very, very thankful for the bank gesture.
Mm-hmm.
On the second scheme that I mentioned, on the employee support scheme, we have also received a fair number of applications and inquiries from staff as well. So separately, what we have done is to work with the line managers to help us to identify staff that may have such a genuine financial need, right? Because the household members' income may have been affected in some ways. I'm heartened that we approached some of the staff whom we thought may need the support, but they are thankful and they share that they are still managing. Mm-hmm. And what they are telling us is that, okay, let other colleagues benefit from the scheme first.
Oh, that's sweet. That's actually interesting because we are Asians, right? And first and foremost, most Asians on average don't like to ask for help.
Yeah, that's right, precisely.
So, but it's nice to know that if you absolutely need it, there is somewhere within your employer that you can go get some.
That's right. So you're right. I mean, as Asian, I think there's some reservations in terms of asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's also important that we engage the line managers. Most of them would also know their staff better and knows who are those that actually need the genuine financial help. So through this avenue, we are able to reach out in a more personal way to our staff as well.
All right. We're speaking with Wong Keng Thai, Head of Human Capital at Maybank Singapore. Are you monitoring the situation moving forward? Do you think that as we go along, if the long tail of COVID-19 is longer than we originally thought it might be, that there might be more need to support your employees?
Yes, that's right. I think the COVID-19 situation, like you pointed out, I think will be around for quite some time.
Mm.
And will continue to adversely affect some of our staff household members financially. So that's why for the employee support scheme, we'll run it till the middle of next year. And if need be, we are prepared to extend the scheme and to even allocate more funds to the scheme as well. So though the financial support actually provided some immediate financial relief to the staff, I think what is important is really to teach our staff how to fish in the longer term rather than to give them the fishes. So what we have committed is to ensure that their skills and knowledge remains relevant. And in this respect, I think the bank has last year launched what we call this Maybank Future Ready Certification course in partnership with Nanyang Poly to ensure that our staff upgrade themselves and are digital ready.
Especially with banking, it's very digital now.
That's right.
Even to be a customer, you have to be pretty digital. Okay, now, recently there definitely has been some talk about local versus foreign talent. So perhaps it's timely to point out that Maybank has been operating in Singapore for 60 years and has nurtured generations of a Singapore core workforce. Currently, 92% of your 2,000-strong employees are Singapore citizens or permanent residents. Now, was this always the focus of a bank, of this bank, to hire locals for the most part for the business here?
So indeed, this year is actually our 60th year in operating in Singapore. If not for COVID-19, we will be having our 60th anniversary dinner and dance this month.
Right.
So I would say that Maybank has always been known as a very localized foreign bank. We always strive to ensure that in all the markets Maybank operates in, we are a responsible corporate citizen. And this includes being socially responsible as an employer, with emphasis on developing local talent and adopting fair hiring practices. So other than the 92% which you mentioned about, if you look at our senior management team, in fact, the Singapore PR composition is even higher at 95%.
Mm.
So on this topic, maybe I just want to add that Maybank is committed to build a Singapore core, supplemented by a small number of foreign talents in some areas that we may not have enough talents in Singapore.
Right.
But vice versa, we have also exported talents overseas. And we have some of the Singaporeans assuming leadership positions in Indochina, in the Philippines, in Greater China, and also in head office group management. All this, I believe, would not have been possible if we keep a closed-door policy to the flow of talents across the country. So the key to me is really striking a balance between having a strong Singapore core and foreign talents.
Right, right. Okay, now you are the head of human capital at Maybank. So I'm going to tap your brain before I let you go. Singapore has an aging population. Some mid-career professionals now have to consider upskilling, reskilling, completely rethinking the industry that they're in. You know, basically, they have to rethink what they have to do to survive. What advice do you have for them? Or maybe I should say for us, since I'm part of this group.
Okay. I think the reality is, even before COVID-19, there were already many macro changes happening, including digitalization and automation that were redefining many jobs. So COVID-19 has perhaps accelerated some of the changes. Some jobs will be lost forever, some jobs will be fewer, and some jobs will be redefined. But amidst all this, I believe there will be new jobs that will be created, and perhaps more jobs in certain areas like healthcare and related areas as a result of an aging population as well. But before I end, I would just like to share a story that I read recently about a popular Girl Tai host who went from singing on stage to selling fish and seafood online. I think many of us have heard of him, Wang Lei.
Mm-hmm.
As a Girl Tai host, he was badly affected by COVID-19 and the circuit breaker, with Girl Tai performances coming to a halt. So he had no income for 75 days and had to find ways to make a living. On the encouragement of a friend, he took to selling fish on his Facebook Live sessions. And very soon, he had 30,000 viewers. 30,000. And he was so successful that he even earned more than what he earned before as a Girl Tai host. Right? So he also shared that during this period, right, he's 59, by the way, right, he learned how to use his smartphone, how to download and use apps, how to research on Google on the different type of fishes that he was selling. So what I found really inspiring in this real-life story is really a story of resilience, a story of adaptability, a story of lifelong learning. So as always, change is the only constant. And I think we should be brave and bold to try new jobs, take on new roles, and develop new skill sets. Be adaptive and be versatile.
Right. And on that very inspiring message, and it is really a very inspiring message, because if he can do it, then we have no excuse.
That's right. That's right.
All right. We've been speaking to Wong Keng Fai, Head of Human Capital at Maybank Singapore. Thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.